NY1UF Altar Node 420615 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1UF Altar Node 420615 in South Wales, New York.
KC2KOO Mobile. KC2KOO NY1UF. Sounds like you're mobile.
Hey, Norm, good afternoon, buddy. Whoa, I'm getting to myself. Still good morning for another 50 minutes. NY1UF, KC2KOO Mobile. Just up here and coming into Pendleton. What's going on? What are you up to today?
Not too much. A little changing on the website a little bit. Got some new logos for the nets I'm going to put on there. So see how that works and that type of thing. And changing a few products in the online store. So using the new logos. So there's that. Not too much.
Very good. Always improving those websites. That's phenomenal. So that sounds real good. I was out in Rochester this morning here and talked to Tom HW and Hector FWN and they're all doing all right out there. So Tom's going to work on. I guess you were telling him about that new app, the multi-mode app. He's registering for an All-Star account, so then he's going to get the app so he can log in and talk to us across All-Star. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, very good. That's good. That'll be good. So because we don't know when the other thing is going to go back on. So you just never know. You're coming through which computer, Buffalo?
Yeah, so, well, that's the whole thing. I know Jimmy's working on it actively working on it in that, but, it's going to take some time on the configuration, and then they're going to have to get up to the site and everything else, so, yeah, we'll see. I was trying to think of another way to bridge it, but just don't have anything in the cards at the moment, but, I'm coming into 625. I'm pretty far north, I'm north of Pembroke here, and, hopefully I'm doing all right into it.
Yeah, definitely. Your signal has improved probably tenfold since you started talking. A lot less of the mobile clutter and sounds good.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, there's a small ridge here, so I think it should be just about over here. What else is going on? I'm just trying to think on this side. Don't really have much of anything here, so I was a little sad last night that we didn't get Ding checking. That's too bad. But I did Lincoln Lakeshore. Just figure since any of the guys on there, we can talk to them.
Absolutely, why not? Why not? The more the merrier, as you say, so that would be good. So, not too much going on here today either, so I had to cancel my therapy appointment for tomorrow because I'm right smack dab in the middle of my wound physical therapy appointment, so no could do one of them.
Oh, boy, I was going to say the old-fashioned double booking there, it sounds like. So it can't be in two places at once, but very good. How's everything been going? I know you're getting changed up there. Sounded like things weren't improving. How's everything since the changes?
Well, it's getting better now, finally. Hopefully I'm going to get this PT guy on board with the way they do the wrapping on Monday. Because he has this thing about doing three layers, and every time he does it, it makes things worse. And then when I go to the Monday appointment, things get a lot better. So hopefully I can get it through his thick skull that the two layers is a much better approach.
Interesting. Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, and everybody's different with stuff like that, and, some people maybe, that extra layer makes a difference, and others not so much, and you gotta do what works for you, so. Oh, man. Well, hey, it sounds like progress is being made, though. Sounds like you got things back on track.
We're getting there, so. Yeah, what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna tell him if he doesn't want to get on board, I'll just have to cancel his appointments and just go once a week, because there's no sense in going if it's going to make things worse.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It reaches a point there, Norm, where, you got to do what's best for you. And, and the thing is, don't get me wrong, medical professionals and all that, wealth of knowledge, a skill set of things like that. But, who's going to know your own body better than you?
Yeah, that's a blessing and a curse. So pretty good. Pretty good. Other than that, not too much going on. Are you heading to another job site?
Yeah, heading up to Lockport, so got a signal testing to do in Lockport, and boy, as I'm heading, heads west here. It'll get darker and darker, so I know they're calling for those pop-up storms and that here this afternoon. So the goal is we got a point-to-point we got to test, so we're going to get out here, get our testing done, hopefully before the weather moves in. So that's at least the plan, though. So. But, yeah, other than that, not a whole lot. Started looking into the voting receiver stuff, so there's a couple different ways to go about that, at least with All-Star Link 3. There's a more, I guess we call it basic crude version, and then there's a more advanced version. So I'm just looking into that now, and definitely would like to get one or two voters. Probably put them on both repeaters, actually, because I can do it all virtually. So that's kind of the next project we're focusing in on.
There wouldn't be a way to put a... I'm not putting receivers to tie in the 5 repeater, right?
You broke out a little bit in the middle there, Norm. I caught something, voting receivers A5.
Yeah, you couldn't use voting receivers to tie in A5 repeater without going through all the hullabaloo.
Not virtually. I mean, the one thing we could do is if we can either hit 85 direct, or I don't know if Timmy has any link pairs. I mean, we could look at an RF. What you could do is put a link radio up, link radio, and if you wanted to, you could tie it to All Star, so then you could bridge that to wherever you wanted it to go. So, but you know, you'd have to find a spot that, you know, with a beam, you could, you know, regularly full capture both ways, the audio, the RF carrier and the audio. And that's the one thing I was thinking about trying to put it up to one of the sites, putting a link radio in and then tying it in that way. The problem is I can't hit 85 consistently from either site. I can hit 9 from the one site, but 95 is not linked in right now, and it sounds like Jimmy and Mike are going to do a full rebuild on it, so that's, you know, it's going to be some time, so I don't have an immediate answer.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, I was just wondering, thinking aloud and all that. So, oh, and I have another question for you too. Now, into 85 through his hub node. How is that going to reduce the amount of traffic on the T-Mobile setup over there by the repeater?
And why weren't you FCC2K OL Mobile? Well, so the thought behind it here is that your All-Star connection, short-term and or long-term All-Star connection, will go through the hub, as well as the streaming audio, the broadcast by, and scanner radio, and all that other stuff. That consistent audio stream will go out of the hub, and then anyone that connects to, you know, 45140 in the future, they will, they'll be able to connect temporarily, but in essence, the system will kick them off on All-Star and have them go to the hub. The only thing that has to come out of 45140 is going to be the Echo Link, because Timmy does ETMF tones to initiate sessions for Echo Link, and the ETMF will pass through All-Star because it uses the ETMF tone. So Echo Link will be on that node directly. But that's why they're trying to minimize everything else between the streaming audio and then all the long-term All-Star connections. I guess Timmy, the majority of the time, Timmy's node, the Echo Links are temporary, you know, people coming and going, not really staying. But the All-Star stuff is a lot of permanent nodes, things like that. So that's their plan behind it. We'll see where it goes. But that was the whole thought. So, like, the streaming audio is about 5 to 7 gig a month right there on data. And there we go. Sorry, here, kind of getting into an area I don't know. So give me one second. There we go. So, the thought is that, streaming audio, that shaves 7 gig a month off on the data usage, and then the permanent All-Stars, because every All-Star node, you know, depending on the bandwidth is, I don't know, 64 to 120K per stream, you know, and so that they're hoping between offloading as much of that as possible that that they'll stay under the data limit on the cell.
This is the National Weather Service in Buffalo, New York. The preceding signal was ahead of the weather radio warning system. During potentially dangerous weather situations, second zone receivers will be automatically activated by the signal to warn of the impending hazard. Setup signal and receiver performance are normally conducted by the National Weather Service at about 11 a.m. each Wednesday. If there is a threat of severe weather, the test will be postponed to the next available good weather day. Reception of the broadcast and the warning. will vary at any given location. This variability normally more noticeable at greater distances from the transmitter can occur even though you are using a good quality receiver in perfect working order. To provide the most consistent and dependable warning service possible, the warning alarm will be activated for hazardous watches and warning for the following counties: A, B, 9, E, Buffalo, and WWE for Two Little Valley. The counties is Allegheny, Chattanooga, Chautauqua, Genesee, Niagara, Orleans, and Wyoming. A, 83, Rochester. The counties is Cayuga, Genesee, Livingston, Monroe, Ontario, Orleans, Seneca, Wayne, Wyoming, and E, WNG 539, Santa Port, Monroe County, WNG, Watertown. The counties of Jefferson, Lewis, Oswego, and St. Lawrence, WZU 536, Lyons. The counties of Wayne, Cayuga, Monroe, Ontario, and Seneca, WNG 541, Jamestown, Chautauqua County.
KOO Mobile from NYWS. Very good, very good. Yeah, that's a good idea as far as the hubs, I guess. I wasn't sure how that was going to reduce traffic on there, but that makes sense. And very good. That was an interesting little National Weather Service promo.
NY1US, KP2KOO Mobile. Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. I mean, I guess that's the thought behind it is to try to offload some of that stuff, and then, you know, if we ever had DMR bridging and that other stuff, just try to offload as much of it as possible. The other question is going to be the amount of throughput at a site. I guess there is a T-Mobile tower at the site, but I have a feeling you're going to get a little bit of the Dobber effect, and a couple other things. So, I mean, it'll work, but I have a feeling that the performance is not going to be optimal. So, but yeah, that was the thought. That was, I don't know, Jimmy was kicking it around for a bit and, was asking me the way I view it is, we'll give it a shot, Norm, and go from there. They're trying to keep the data usage as low as possible to keep the bill down, and I get that. So, and it's one of those things, the server was already there, and, I already was running this, the hub for my stuff on there, and so it was just easy to spin it up and go from there. But, yeah, so we'll see one step at a time. And Chuck has the WB2EDV. He's got the National Weather Service on, he's got a NOAA Weather Radio for National Weather Service up on the Lakeshore System, which is, I've always kind of wanted that, to be honest with you. If I wasn't linking and stuff like that, I would probably have the same thing. It is nice getting all the alerts and that. And I was going to say, I didn't even realize the NWS was, I knew they did the weekly test of the tone, but I've never heard that message. I just see on our stuff, I'll see the acknowledgement of the test. The weekly test will come through and say acknowledge, but I've never actually listened to it to see. There's a lot of interesting information there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, one thing is very interesting is Canada, I guess, turned off all their weather transmitters like that.
Yeah, about maybe, I want to say, 6 months ago now, or maybe 3 months ago. I'm trying to remember. I think it was springtime they shut them off. And, all their VHF, NWS, weather transmitters are off. And, they're everything, they got an app. So they tell you to download the app and or, listen to, local TV and radio broadcasts and things like that. But, they have a new, from what I was reading, it's an all-encompassing warning app, warning system app for different things, weather, other stuff, but that's what they chose to go to.
Interesting. Anyway, on the Echolink problem with Tim Trefier, I was looking at the Echolink informational page, and they say they have some trouble using T-Mobile and other and Starlink and that kind of thing on the on Echolink. So I don't remember exactly what kind of trouble it was, but they had a reference page you could go to, come up with remedies, I guess.
Yeah, well, so you're getting into the CG DAT and the network address translation stuff, because especially T-Mobile, there's times where they're doing network address translation three, four times, and when you start getting into that, you don't have a true IP address to route traffic in and out from the internet in, especially, and that's where you run into problems. And that's where the 44NET comes in to alleviate that, to create a dedicated tunnel to the outside world, so that way your inbound and outbound, go through a dedicated height versus going through through four different sets of addressing and everything else. So that's the remedy that Jimmy's going with on that. The worst case is that they can make outbound connections, but inbounds don't work. And that's kind of what I have on mine. Both of the two of the repeaters are on cell, one is on fiber, and the two that are on cell, like natively, you cannot get inbound all Starlink connections on them, or EchoLink, if I had EchoLink enabled. So the option for me is to either build a VPN, build my own VPN and do like a 44-net situation. So yeah, there are challenges, that's for sure. I swore there was a way that you could pass through a node, but I don't know. I talked to Jimmy and he claimed that was a negative. So now I got a bunch of bicyclists here not following traffic signs, or what are these people doing? I'll be right back. KC2KOL. Alright, sorry Norm, I had to navigate. I came up to a four-way stop and everyone's stopping and then the bicyclists come through. Don't stop, cut around traffic, and then they're driving down the center of this road and then they cut over at the last minute to a path here. So, just didn't know what they were doing and they weren't signaling or anything, so. But that's the whole thing. There's definitely, some logistical stuff there to work through and kind of go from there. I mean, I was thinking worst cases, and I'll take a look if there's a way to pass. The DTM app, which I thought there might have been, but I can go either way. If there's a way to pass, allow DTM app to pass through a node to initiate another node, do something easily. Then that might change it. There are some commands to do that, but it's a pain in the butt. So, but if you can do it natively, which I'll take a look and see, then in essence, then we could offload everything to the hub node and then just literally have a dedicated pipe between the repeater site and the hub, and then everything routes through the hub. That would be the ideal situation if we could do it.
Yeah, very good. KC2KO, mobile terminal island, U.S. Very good. Well, I have my one EchoLink node cloud, and I didn't have the proper port forwarding on the thing, so it wasn't working properly, but I'm going to test that later and make sure I have that punching.
So you have a dedicated EchoLink node, correct?
In the cloud, I have 420676 All-Star node with the EchoLink, attached to it.
Okay, now if you were to connect that to, say, your node 420675, can you dial a, remote command to connect the EchoLink through 675? So on 675, can you go into 675, dial a command, and actually initiate an EchoLink connection through your EchoLink hub?
Yeah, I have in the past, so I have been able to do that.
Okay. Yeah, see, and there's a way to do it. I swear you could do it direct, but I'm not 100% sure. Jimmy said you couldn't, but I'm not 100% on it, so I don't know though. Something worth looking at though. But all right, on that note, bud, I'm just pulling into my destination, and the clouds are getting darker by the minute, so I'm gonna get down to business. But I will catch you later, and 7-3 for now, and we'll be in touch. NY1US, KC2KO.
Very good, KC2KO, NY1US, returning, and it's sunny here still, but I guess today around 1:30 or something, there's supposed to be a 10% eclipse.
Yeah, I want to say they said 1:30, they said it right around 1:33 to 1:43 or 1:47, so about 10-12 minute window there, yeah, so I guess it's a small percentage, but that'll be going on, so yeah, hopefully get out there and maybe hopefully you can see something down there. Up here is heavy cloud cover, so I think we're out to lunch, but very good, buddy, I'll catch you later, 7-3 for now, KC2KO, well clear.
Very good, NY1US is clear too.
This is the NY1US All-Star node for 20675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US All-Star node for 20675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1...